Welcome to Agency Highway. This is a podcast for digital agencies and freelancers who want to grow their business, earn more, and work less. Each episode, you'll hear from agency owners that are killing it, meet epic people that can help you along your journey, or just listen to me ramble on about something I think is cool. Head to agencyhighway.com for transcripts, action notes, and to join the community. I'm your host, James Rose. Now, let's get into it. G'day and welcome back to episode 9 of Agency Highway. Today we've got Jennifer Bourne on the show and we're going to be speaking about creating a client management system. And I absolutely love this topic because we're all so freaking overworked in agency and freelancer life. We're all doing way too much stuff. And I'm obviously a huge fan of automation. So this is absolutely one of my favorite topics. So, welcome, Jennifer.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
It's so good to have you on. And now I'm being accosted by a dog, but that's okay. So I've had an absolute shit of a week and have no internet. So I'm currently doing this from my business partner's kitchen table and surrounded by dogs. So it's a little bit different. But just so you guys know, if you don't already know, Jennifer's basically a mini celebrity in the WordPress business space.
I don't know about that.
You are. She's been a designer for 20 years, been in the agency game for 13 years, which is insane. You're a WordCamp host, regularly speak at events and write for various websites. So yeah, she's been doing a lot of stuff, knows her stuff. You'll find her at jenniferbourne.com. That's B-O-U-R-N. .com, right?
Yep.
Put that wrong.
No E. I like the movies. Everybody gets it wrong because of the movies. There's no E.
I was literally going to say, do you cop it all the time because of the movies?
Everywhere. And everybody thinks they're the first people to ever have made the joke.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's, yeah.
And now my kids get it from their teachers. So, good luck.
Of course they do. Right, yeah. So at Jennifer Bourne, it's basically a blog, right? Well, the front page is a blog for freelancers, teaching all kinds of stuff about streamlining projects. But the key thing there is your course, Profitable Project Plan. It's a 12-week course that helps you claw back your time to run a more profitable business with less stress. Yay!
Woo!
Funnily enough, as I already said, that's what I like helping with too, and I'm a big fan of it. So Jennifer is the perfect person to have on today. So Let's get into it.
I'm ready.
All right. I like to start with this question. So what's the best thing that's happened to you this year?
Best thing, hands down, is the vacation I just got back from. But you might have been talking about work stuff.
Oh, I don't care. No, not at all. Like, absolutely anything.
You know, when I started my business, you know, I was working like a dog. I was working 16 to 18 hour days, 7 days a week. I never took a day off. I never took vacation. And when I did, I brought my laptop and I was working the whole time. And after, you know, Profitable Project Plan was something I created for myself in my own business. You know, I used it from 2011 to 2017 in my own business. It was just for me. And what it did is it cut my admin time on projects by 50%. So I still was able to take vacations and spend more time with my family and do all the things I thought I was going to do when I started my business.
Right.
I didn't have time to do. So we just got back from a 3-week road trip, 5,090 miles, 7 states, 6 concerts, national parks, hiking museums, 11 hotels, all kinds of stuff. And it was amazing. And I'm able to do that because I've got systems in my business to support that. And that's probably the best thing that, you know, we've looked at, you know, happening in terms of our business can support it and our personal life is benefiting from it.
That's awesome. And so this is going to tie perfectly into the first thing I wanted to ask you, which was, how do you juggle the agency and your personal brand? And now I'm going to add, and holidays. Like, how?
And systems. I work with my spouse.
Oh, yeah.
So that does make it a little bit easier for us because we work together. I'm a designer by trade. I got my bachelor's degree in graphic design. So this is what I've been doing my entire career. But my developer was a little flaky and I had to get rid of him. And my husband thought, I'm technical. I can figure this out. and became a developer. He's a self-taught developer and is amazing. But so it's naturally a good fit. So we're able to, you know, really pair, you know, business and life and have it work for us. Juggling both is hard. And if you strive for... You okay there?
Yeah, no, I could just hear some, like a weird sound. I think it's a dog drinking. I'm like, I hope that's not coming through the microphone.
That's funny.
We're really mixing things up today.
I think if you strive constantly for balance, which is what I did for years when I was working like a dog, I had a two-year-old and a newborn baby. Like, I started my business when I was pregnant.
And whoa.
I know. I took no time off because if you're not working, you're not getting paid. Like, it was crazy at that time in my life. And I felt so much guilt. I tried to have this perfect balance. And life just, I think, sucked worse. And then I learned to embrace kind of what I call the teeter-totter lifestyle. So sometimes my business has to come first. And my family needs to take a back seat. There are times when we have to sit the kids down and say, we landed a huge project. It has got a tight timeline. We are going to be working like dogs for the next 2 weeks. So you're cooking all your own dinners and you're doing all your own shit. Like, you need to be self-sufficient over the next couple weeks. And then we're going to go do something fun and amazing and it'll be totally worth it. So there are times when business has to come first and family has to take a back seat. And then there are times like the road trip we just went on, or, you know, spring break trips or Thanksgiving trips or the vacations we go on where family comes first. And I can be totally present there. But if you think about it like a teeter-totter, if you get on a teeter-totter with your friend as a kid and you just sit like this, how boring is that? That's so boring and terrible. You're not having any fun. Like, it's the best when you're rocking back and forth. Well, if you look at a teeter-totter with life on one side and business on the other, and it's moving back and forth, as long as business doesn't come first or life doesn't come first for too long, and there's a constant give and take, then I think that's exactly what I strive for, because my business gets the best of me and my family gets the best of me, just not at the same time.
Yeah, that's awesome. And just any Aussies in the audience, that's a seesaw.
Oh yeah, seesaw, like, teeter-totter.
Yeah, same thing. I'm pretty sure we all know. We're all totally up to speed on American stuff now, because we have to be. It's like, yeah. I know the translation. I've even got American friends that traveled with me around America, and they'd like be my translators on the fly. I'd say like a word, nice. And they'd be like, he means this. I'm like, oh yeah, sorry.
Right on.
That's an actually really awesome way to look at things. I guess, because I've never really thought about it that in depth. I just sort of do it, I guess. And that's a really good analogy.
Well, and then you don't have to feel guilty, right? What? Like, sometimes my family has to come first and my business has to take a back seat. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's the opposite. And as long as they both get kind of equal time, then I don't have to feel guilty about neglecting my business for family or neglecting my family for business, because I don't want to give either one. I don't want to half-ass either one, right? Mm. Like, I want to give both 100% of myself and the best of myself. So if I kind of have that give and take, I'm able to do that. Yeah. And then I can achieve really great things in my business and really enjoy life while I do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the guilt thing is really big, because I don't know how many of us suffer from it, but I definitely did. And I had a really big turnaround point where I was supposed to be working one day and I had a mate just like show up in town. And at the same time, I had like three of my like best mates were just in the same spot, and it was just totally random. And we just decided we weren't, like, none of them, they all called in sick and to their real day jobs. And they were like, we wanted to do stuff. And I was like, yeah, I'm doing it. But I just felt like shit all day. I was just constantly guilty, like on my phone, checking it, like this weird anxiety. And I was like, nah, this has got to stop. Like, that was a really big turnaround point. So, yeah, can't be guilty.
No, and it's hard when you have little kids. Like, my kids were babies at the time, and they're older now, and with systems and everything else, I don't work like I used to. So it's different. But when they were little, it was hard. I think the best advice someone ever gave me when I was brand new in business and my kids were little was, they said, work like a dog now, because they're never going to remember it.
Ha.
And I was like, what? And they're like, they don't remember anything until like fifth grade anyway.
Wow.
And so I was like, oh, you're totally right. And now I look back and I ask my kids, do you remember when I had to hang that paper plate on the door? And if it was green, you could come in. If it was red, it meant stay away. And they're like, no. Like, you don't remember any of it.
Oh, that is awesome.
I'm like, do you remember me working on my laptop while you played in your wading pool in the front yard because we didn't have a backyard? No. I'm like, ah! You don't remember anything. So it's true. Wow. Work like a dog. Don't feel guilty. They don't remember it anyway. They just remember that you were there and you loved them.
Brilliant. Well, I don't know anything about that yet, but I probably will in the next couple of years.
Someday.
Yeah. Right. So let's talk about how you've got from this point to from like working like a dog to being able to take massive epic vacations. So what is the biggest mistake do you think you see people making, I guess, to fall in, end up in this trap or just in their freelance and agency businesses? What's the biggest mistake you think people are making?
I think that there's two. The first is not setting up any systems or processes for repeatable tasks or repetitive tasks, right? Mm-hmm. Continuing to do it from scratch and reinventing the wheel every time because you think you're too busy to take the time to create systems.
Man. Yeah.
And not getting help soon enough. I think so many people put off getting help. Hiring an assistant, you know, finding a somebody to subcontract out to. You just try to think, I have to do it all myself. And if I can't do it myself, I must be failing. When that's really far from the truth. So no systems and not getting enough help.
Like you just nailed it there with the, like thinking they're too busy to create systems. Like that's yes! literally the biggest problem we have with content scenarios, people not taking the time to set it up the first time because they don't, yep. they're too busy. And like, James Shremko says something like here where well, I'm pretty sure a lot of people say this, but like if it's something they're going to be doing like more than twice, they're creating a system.
Systematize it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like immediately making, recording a video. Like it doesn't even have to take long. You've just got to hit record and show people how to do it. Like maybe you do up some steps or something in a document or you give the video to someone who creates the steps for you. So yeah, yep. that's massive. I love that you touched on that. So, okay, because everything you do is really around automation, client management, and systems. So I want to mm-hmm. know, you've probably seen so many people go through your course, Profitable Project Plan, and spoke to so many people. So I want to know what the biggest bang for your buck changes someone can make are, like something that doesn't require that much time to implement, but makes the biggest changes, something they could do maybe today or this week.
Oh, man. Systems are the biggest bang for your buck. But if you were going to start anywhere, onboarding is the place to start. Onboarding new clients will set the tone for the entire rest of the project. So if you start off strong, you set expectations, you establish boundaries, you walk the client through the process, when they know what's coming next and they know what's happening and they know what to expect, they're more comfortable and they're more confident and they're more likely to listen to and do what you say. So looking at what do clients need to know? What do they need to learn and what do they need to do at the beginning of a project to make sure that it starts off really strong and they have a positive, extraordinary experience at the beginning of the project? Those three things, if you can figure those out, create the content around that and automate an onboarding sequence, you know, by email or by video or however you choose to do it. That will save so much time because you're going to get less questions. You're going to get less emails. You're going to save so much time.
Oh, man, that is awesome. Because onboarding, I've heard this come up quite a lot recently, actually. And I've seen a lot of people taking action in our Facebook group on this thing. I've seen like a entire blog post series on the Elegant Themes about this. So like it's definitely something I think people are becoming aware of. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's give gives people somewhere to start now. Like if they wanted to start on that, like by, you know, do you have a blog post or something they could read? Or
I do at jenniferborn.com. I've got a series of posts on onboarding that'll walk you through what to include, what you should write, what you should say, best practices, all those things.
Awesome.
So it's
well,
right
that
there.
Is going straight in the show notes, which you can get at agencyhighway.com/podcast. And look for Jennifer's episode. It's going to be 9. So agencyhighway.com/9 and it'll be there. Cool. That pretty much covers my next question as well, because I was going to say, like, what are the best places to make systems in a digital agency? But you've done client onboarding, which that's our biggest bang for the buck. So why don't we go into a few more? Let's talk about some other favorite places to make systems.
So Profitable Project Plan is a giant system, right? It's from, you know, the sales call all the way through post-website launch follow-up. But I didn't start with all of that stuff done. Like, onboarding was the first system I created in my business. And it saved me so much time. I looked at, holy crap, where can I do this again? And I think that anything, like we talked about, anything you do more than, you know, a couple times can be systemized. So I just went through the project phase, and I started with onboarding, and then I looked at how can I create a system around design. And I think that's where the difference between project management and client management comes in. Because project management is all about you as the service provider. It's saving you time. It's getting, you know, hiccups out of projects. It's keeping things on task. It's maintaining profitability. And client management is all about handholding the client, right? It's managing the client and what they need to know and what they need to hear and what's coming next and what education they need. And so in looking at creating a system around design, you can't basically create a system around the doing other than your own internal process, which is more project management. So I looked at the client management side of how can I reduce time in design, right? How can I save myself time? Maybe teaching clients what revisions actually are. Like, what does revisions actually mean? You know, what goes into that? How do you give good feedback? They didn't go to design school. They didn't learn how to give a good critique. They don't know how to give good feedback on design. So teach them.
Yeah.
Right? When you're looking at the design mockups, here are the things you want to look at. Here are the things that you need to look at closely. And here's what we want to know. And give them some prompts. Like, help them give good feedback. Teach them how to give good feedback. Explain, what is design approval? What does that actually mean? Because what I came to find out over time is a lot of clients don't exactly know what that means. And it basically means you don't get to make jack changes after this.
Yeah.
Like, you're cut off. You make any more changes to design after this point and we're charging you extra money. But explain, what does design approval mean? You know, what happens to the project at this point? I created kind of an education system around design that when onboarding was done and we had the design strategy call, I could trigger an automated email sequence that would basically send one email a day for 7 days. And so the client was getting hearing from me every day with little tips and education while I'm working on design. So you know what I never got again? What's going on with my project? I haven't heard from you. How come I haven't heard from you? What are you doing? Because they're being served and cared for and educated and taken care of. And I'm being left alone to do the work they hired me for. So my work ended up being even better. So once I created that system, I did the same thing during development, right? Because during development, that's can be anywhere from a couple weeks to months, depending on the project, right? So you don't want the client to be emailing you either. What's going on with my project? I haven't heard from you. Where are we at? How come I haven't seen anything? So if you're educating them and you're telling them, this is what we're doing right now. This is what we're going to need from you soon. Like, we're going to need your final content. This is what you should be working on. This is what you should be wrapping up. Here are the things that we need. So I actually created these individual systems, one for, you know, onboarding, design, development, launch, and then post-launch education and follow-up that kind of answers that question of, well, I have a site, what do I do with it now? Because I figured if I could help my clients actually use the site I built, then they would get better results and give me a better testimonial.
Oh, man.
And I don't have time for that. So we dropped it in a system to do it for us automatically. And what it did is, I'm working on new projects and all of a sudden, here comes an email. Boom, it's a testimonial. I didn't even have to ask for it because I've got a system that does it for me. And that's an amazing thing because it reduced our project admin time by 50%.
Wow, that's massive.
I know. Hence, vacation.
Yeah, and I don't even mean just the 50% is massive. Just all of that info is massive. Like, because, you know, because we've pretty much wound up our, like, website agency now. Like, we used to do that. And this is kind of where I was trying to get to as well. Like, I had sort of similar, nowhere near the level you've gone to. But we had, like, I use ActiveCampaign for our CRM. And you can drag and drop, like, a job through the stages. So we had, like, you know, interested. And then, like, we've had our onboarding call or whatever, our first call. And then they're in onboarding. Then they're in design and development. And you can actually move them through the stage with drag and drop. Mm-hmm. And that can fire off email sequences in ActiveCampaign. And that's kind of where I was getting to. Because then at the end, you can fire off, like, requests for testimonials and referrals and stuff like that. Are you building that kind of thing in?
So when Profitable Project Plan, when I first implemented this in my business, it was the beginning of 2011. And I had gone to a double your sales conference by Infusionsoft in LA when they were doing those one-day sales conferences, when they were teeny tiny. And I went because I saw an ad that said replace an employee. And I'm like, what? I need that. Yes, please. So we used Infusionsoft for many years to automate all of Profitable Project Plan, all the systems in our business. And then eventually we ended up ditching them because it was just not a good fit anymore. And it was overkill. And I wanted to use something different. So we use Agile CRM and it connects with MailChimp via, you know, Zapier. And similar thing is I love phone calls. Like, so many designers and developers I talk to are like, I'm not talking on the phone.
Right.
If you're not going to do it by email, I'm not talking to you. And I think that's terrible because I think you have a better relationship with clients when you get on a video chat or you're talking to them on the phone and you have a chance to talk about their kids and how's their weekend and what they doing. And you become more than just that blind service provider behind an email. So I use phone calls as milestones. So we have a kickoff. When they sign the contract, they have a kickoff call. It's 15 minutes. It's super short, but it's just like, hey, we're so excited to get started. You're going to get some onboarding information. And when I hang up that phone call, I trigger the automated email sequence for onboarding. At the end of onboarding, they get the design questionnaire. And when I get that back, we have a design strategy call. When I hang up for that call, I trigger the design sequence. When design is approved, we have a next steps call that's going to talk to them about development. When I hang up from that call, it triggers the development sequence. Brilliant. Same thing for launch, same thing for follow-up. So there's six in our process that we use. We have six phone calls. Some are only 15 minutes, some are longer, depending on what we're doing. But those phone calls each trigger an automated email sequence that educates and cares for and trains and prompts clients to do all the things that we need.
Damn. All right. That's unreal. That is basically as an ideal system as it gets, I think.
Well, and I started I started talking about this at WordCamps, like in 2013, 2014, and everybody's like, "What? Can I buy this?" And I was like, "No, I worked my ass off to create this, right? Yeah. Like, I got focus groups and I ran test people through it, and like, it was my secret sauce at the time. And I'm like, I'm not selling this to you, no way." But the years ticked by and Born Creative evolved and our clients evolved and I got older. And I think as you get older, your approach and your thought about things changes. And I think that I got to a point where I started looking at the future of my business and, you know, my life and what kind of legacy I wanted to leave. And I started looking at what I created in my business and the impact it's had on my life. Like, it's completely changed my life and my family's life. And I see other people struggling and I was like, okay, I think it's time. Like, I want to have a more of an impact, you know, and help other people and help other people have a great business, but live a great life at the same time. So that's why I decided to package up everything I've been using in my business and turn it into a course and teach other people about the system I created and why it is the way it is and the thoughts behind it. And in Profitable Project Plan, you get every single thing I've already created, all the emails, everything already done.
Yeah.
You customize it for your business. Go for it.
So good, because I remember, like, if I'm being totally honest, like when I was in my agency and I was setting these things up, like this, like kind of this process, and I'm going like, oh man, like, why can't I just go and get this stuff and put it in there, right? And at one point, like when we were first building content scenario, I was like, well, we're going to do a content strategy play where I just give away all our systems and shit to people because I don't need it anymore. But I never, you know, and I was like, one day I'm going to turn this into like a thing and I'll just give it to people. And I'm like, nope. Now that I found this, I'm like, Profitable Project Plan, I'm like, this is way better than I could have ever done. This is freaking amazing. So, man. Awesome.
Well, it's been pretty fun. It's been pretty fun. The feedback so far has been really great. It's exciting to see people post in the Facebook group and they're like, I just got a testimonial from a client and I didn't even need to ask. I'm like, that's an amazing feeling.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, it's good feedback or a testament. I was going to say it's testament, but is that the right word? I think it is. to you that, your students are raving about you, right? Like I heard about your stuff, I guess we talked about it off the air before where, one of your students told you about Content Snare, our software product. So we've obviously got some mutual customers, I guess is the word. You know, and they're raving about each one of us to each other. So that's cool.
It is.
Yeah. All right. I think that is basically all. Like, I don't think there's anything more to cover on that. Like, well, obviously we could talk forever, but I don't, like, this is, at this point, people should go over to jenniferbourne.com and check out what you have there. Check out the show notes because I'll drop a link to the onboarding series, I believe I have to drop in. And I'll probably grab a bunch of extra stuff from you, later as well and drop it in the show notes. But, want to jump into my last few sort of, I don't want to call it a lightning round because that's what every idiot calls it. Sorry, I'm not idiot. They're not idiots. I'm just every person calls it. But
that's just a nice way to say you better answer these fast.
Yes and no. I mean, I don't know. You can go in as much detail as you like. I think this has been super valuable already. All right, comeback screen. There we go. All right, what would you tell? Or would you go back and tell mini Jennifer just starting out on this journey? I have a feeling I know this answer.
Your to-do list will be there tomorrow. It's not going anywhere. I would say, you're never going to have a to-do list that's done. So stop for the night, call it good, and come back tomorrow fresh. Nice. I would also say get help early. I think the longer you put off finding help and the longer you put off delegating work, the harder it becomes to do so because you get used to doing everything yourself and you can't, or you're going to be stuck and you're going to hit a plateau.
Absolutely. Nice. What's your favorite piece of technology right now? Could be an app, could be a physical thing. I don't mind.
To be totally honest with you, it's my ice machine.
Wow. Yeah, because you said it's really hot there at the moment.
The absolute best thing that I have purchased in the last year is a Scotsman ice machine. It is the size of a dishwasher, but it makes the tiny little baby nugget chewable ice.
Oh, wow.
80 pounds a day.
Why could you possibly want with that much ice?
Well, when I babysit my nephews, twice a week for 3 hours at a time. And so in the summers, we fill up big giant buckets of baby ice and they drive their tractors through it and they eat it and it's all kinds of fun. But I just really like the little baby chewable ice. And that's my favorite thing.
That is so awesome.
So I don't know if that's technology, but it's my most favorite thing.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, that's actually it. Because the other questions we've already covered, like, you know, I normally ask what's the one thing an agency could take away to have a real impact on their business. Clearly systems, unless you want to add to
that. Yes. Well, I would say marry your business partner or train your spouse to help you out, but not everybody can do that.
No, definitely not. I've been trying to convince my very long-term girlfriend to get into business for ages, but she's not having a bar of it. Some people just don't have that calling, you know? They don't want to do that. They'd rather... Anyway.
And it's not always unicorns and roses. I cried a lot when my husband first joined my business.
Oh no.
I hired him to be my boss, and then he was like, "I'm going to change everything." And then I was like, "You're killing my baby." It was tough. It was tough.
Yeah.
But it was good.
People listening in relationships, anything like mine, and she's been watching me go through this business process for years, that's probably turned her off more than anything.
Good luck. Yeah. Well, I appreciated a lot of his approach was always, don't get mad at me. I'm doing this for your own good.
Oh.
I'm doing this so you can work less. I'm like, okay, fine. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. But that's probably a whole different podcast.
Right? Absolutely. Okay, awesome. So thanks for joining us. Is there anywhere, where can people go to find out more about you other than what we've already mentioned? I was happy to leave it with that.
JenniferBourne.com is my personal site. Bourne Creative is our agency. And then if you want a sneak peek at our family adventures, I blog about them all at InspiredImperfection.com.
Boom. Okay, I did not know about that last one. That is cool. There you go. Go and check that out. If you've enjoyed this episode, please head over to iTunes and leave a review. Share it with anyone you think will get something out of it, which after that episode is pretty much every digital agency that I know that hasn't automated things yet. So cool. Thank you and talk soon.